Seek ye first. The Daniel Factor. Another man worth considering in this regard is Daniel. He and his friends began life as part of the royal family of Judah. From this life of privilege to the degradation of being made eunuchs, a whole group of young people had been on a journey with extreme highs and lows. The goal of the king of Babylon was cultural and religious genocide. They were to be schooled in the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. Yet in this, they were elevated to a position of prestige, which presented a trial. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. They were to go to university for a period of 3 years, during which time they would be expected to violate their religious beliefs, the laws that they had been raised to observe, and the identity that they were expected to keep. Of the entire youth group that left Jerusalem, only 4 stand out for mention, though doubtless there were many more. The attempt at religious and cultural genocide is seen in the effort to erase the Jewish identity by changing the names of each of the young men. Daniel, whose name means God is judge, has his name changed to Belteshazzar, meaning protect his life, O Bel. Bel being the Babylonian counterpart to Baal, the male god of fertility. Hananiah, whose name means Yah has been gracious, has his name changed to Shadrach, which means inspiration of the sun, after the Babylonian sun god Shamash, who was the god of justice and laws. Mishael, whose name means who is like El, has his name changed to Meshech, meaning who is like Aku, the moon god or the god of the night. Finally, Azariah, whose name means servant of Yah, has his name changed to Abednego, meaning servant of Nebo, the Babylonian god of writing and wisdom. What is interesting is the source of their wisdom. Although they were skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, the real source of their success in the land of Babylon was their god. Verse 17 says, "As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." This wasn't a minor advantage either, as we read, "And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm." When it came time to unlock the secrets of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, they were not self-reliant, but instead turned to God. It says in Daniel 2, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon." Their prayers were answered, and consequently they gave credit to God, not taking any glory for themselves. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." When standing before the king, Daniel gives credit to God as well. "There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." God's revelation to Daniel sees his promotion, and the promotion of his 3 faithful friends also. Whenever we consider our path in life, our career choices or moves within a company, we must remember the principle that promotion comes from God. These men were not looking to climb the ladder. They were looking to serve their God, and he gave them the tools to do their jobs. Whatever natural abilities we may have, or inadequacies we may feel, we must remember that God is ultimately the source of all wisdom and ability. We cannot fall into the trap of thinking that we are self-made men or women. The key to the success of the young men in Babylon was that they were not looking for the success in this world. They were only looking to serve their God. But their success came with its challenges, which Daniel's three friends were quickly to find out as their careers and their lives were put on the line for their principles. Would they stand aside from idolatry? Would they serve the king of Babylon or Almighty God? This was a moment of crisis. The politics of the workplace are about to cost them their jobs and their lives. Their fellow employees delivered them up, most probably out of envy, as is picked up by their accusation, mentioning the position of the three friends. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The situation is dire, and if we were in their position, probably a great deal of deliberation would go on as to what we should do, rationalising the wrong decision and agonising over the options. Not so with these faithful men. They were willing to throw away their careers and their lives to remain faithful to their God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Their resolve was to put their lives in God's hands, and trust in him, no matter what the outcome. A firm conviction in the resurrection buoyed them from sinking into despair. Nebuchadnezzar acknowledges the source of their success: faith. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. God's angel had changed the king's decree and made the impossible possible. There was no guarantee going in, but their conviction held firm. They were delivered because they believed.